Welcome to an exclusive Search datamanagement.com podcast. Today, we're bringing you a podcast that asks the question, what's the problem with hand coding scripts for data integration? You see, it's still one of the most common methods used for data integration, but some experts and analysts say it's really not the best approach. So we pose this question to expert Rick Sherman, founder of Athena IT Solutions, a Boston-based consulting firm that provides data warehouse, business intelligence, and data management consulting, trainer, and vendor services. Rick has over 20 years of experience in data warehousing, business intelligence, and data management, and he has worked on over 50 implementations across many industry groups, sourcing data from a variety of business applications. He is a published author of many articles, a frequent blogger on his Data Doghouse blog, an industry speaker, a judge for industry awards, and an expert and frequent contributor for SearchDataManagement.com. Hello, Rick, and thank you for speaking with us today.
Hi.
Now, Rick, it seems like hand coding is still a common, if not the most common, approach to data integration for many organizations. What's your sense of this? Are a lot of people still approaching data integration by writing their own custom code?
Well, if you read the press and if you listen to the vendors, you'd assume that everybody's using an ETL tool out there and everybody's using one of the top tools. But if you really get beyond the hype and beyond the press, you'd see that most data that's being moved around in corporations and enterprises is being moved by hand coding. Even in companies that have built their data warehouse with an ETL tool, most often the data marts, the cubes, any reporting databases that are out there are probably hand coded. I did a quick hand survey at the last Data Warehouse Institute user group meeting we had in Boston, and everybody raised their hand that they were using ETL tool going into a data warehouse, and almost nobody raised their hand to build it into customers. Now, that's just one little, very small sample, but judging by the customers that I have and the people that I talk to at conferences and that I teach, I think it's fairly common that hand coding is what's happening most of the time.
And I can attest that we did a survey last year, and it was still the number one data integration method that people use. So they would admit it to the press even.
Yeah, the default is to do it by hand.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do things by hand. It's quick, it's dirty, it's addictive. You can get started right away. I mean, there's a whole lot of reasons why people do it. I think that if we look at IT and we look at business people, the main reasons why it happens for IT, the people that are first involved know SQL and can do things quick and dirty. So there's this, we can get started right away and the business needs it. But there's also the fact that a lot of these ETL tools, at least the ones that get the most publicity, are expensive. And also the resources and people with the skills to use those tools are scarce, or let's say tied up. So that there's a tendency, a threshold, where IT looks at the price tag, isn't sure if it has the money to be able to do it, and figures, well, for that amount of money, I can have a lot of people spend a lot of time in developing the code. Now, the problem is, in the long run, it probably costs a lot more to be able to do that, and there's also other alternatives out there, but that's sort of the threshold of why IT doesn't use it. On the business side, I've done a lot of writing and talking on data shadow systems or spread marts, and those are all hand-coded. Business people go out, they take a spread, they try to do some analysis, they put data into a spreadsheet, they then use one query, then they end up using a dozen queries, and they start using Access to do another two dozen queries. And the next thing you know, you got 100 to 200 queries being done and data manipulated, and people are using Access, maybe SAS, they're using Excel as ETL data integration tools, which certainly they were never intended to use. So on the business side, it gets to be they want to get some reporting analysis done. That's the tools that are readily available. They certainly don't know how to use an ETL tool. So these spread marts of data shadow systems erupt. And the survey we did, I did a research report for Data Warehouse Institute, just published in January, and our research showed that the median company had 30 of these data shadow systems in place today and growing. So it's pretty common. So both on the IT side and the business side, there's a lot of momentum to create hand-coded systems.
And you've touched on this in your earlier answers, but can you just sort of sum up what is the problem with this approach? If it's cheaper and faster and you can do it easier, what's really the bottom line problem?
It's sort of like any addiction. It's pretty enticing at first, but I go into so many situations and I talk to so many people. You start off with one hand-coded SQL script. That then becomes 30 pages, 50 pages of SQL script, which is undocumented, which was done by one person. So how good it is just relied on what the SQL skills of that person is. Things like change data capture, where somebody takes the differences from the last time they took data from a source system. And there's dozens of other operations like that are done when you're doing data warehousing, business intelligence, performance management. If you buy a tool, there are functions that are built into those tools. If you do it by hand coding, you're reinventing the wheel every time. Everybody has to do change data capture or things like slowly changing dimensions, which I won't explain right now. But there's dozens and dozens and dozens of these functions that have to be performed. And if you hand code, everybody that hand codes has to reinvent the wheel. They've probably never done that before. So they make the same mistakes everybody does. So then we have this inefficient code. And then once you have 30 to 50 pages of undocumented SQL script, and if you just had one 30 to 50 page script, that would be fine. But you got dozens and dozens of sources in most companies. So you got dozens and dozens of sources times 30 to 50 pages of SQL scripts. I go into situations, people keep adding on to those scripts. They don't understand what the first 30 pages were. So now they threw in another 20 pages in order to correct the problems in the first 30 that they didn't understand. When people try to then go, once you get this momentum of SQL scripts, when you need to change anything, it's like a will of God in order to change it. So you start off with, it's quick to do a first page or two. It gets a little bit longer to get 30 to 50 pages. It gets even longer to do and maintain and to manage and change thousands of pages of these scripts. And they're never as efficient or as effective as the tool themselves, if you look at it in the long run, because you're constantly reinventing the wheel. So, and also then, besides no documentation, there's no way to audit it. There's no way to see if you're in compliance with a lot of different regulations, because you don't know what happened to the data. It went from a source to a report. It's manipulated 12 ways to Sunday through hand coding. Who can verify or validate what that data was and how it got transformed along the way? So there's a lot of reasons why hand coding, although seductive at first, is definitely not the way that you want to go in the long run. If you got something, a quick and dirty one-off, you're pulling data out once and you're looking at it, that's one thing, that's fine. But if you got anything that's like a data warehouse or a data mart or a cube, any kind of repetitive reporting or analysis or performance management application, you should be moving to a data integration or ETL tool.
And now you just mentioned a data integration or ETL tool. Are there different kinds of tools or platforms, maybe different price points out there that you could use instead of hand coding?
Oh, absolutely. And this is where I think there's not enough recognition out in the marketplace. Some of this has to do with vendor marketing. Some of it has to do with an over-reliance on magic quadrants and wave analysis. People need to. The two top tools by far, I have experience with both, I love them both, is Informatica and IBM's DataStage, formerly Essential. Those are absolutely the two premier products in the marketplace. If you want to do anything, you can do it with those two tools. But oftentimes, the marketplace only sees those tools as the alternatives that they have. It's either those two tools or hand coding. And that simply isn't the case. It might have been the case 10, 15 years ago, but it's not the case now. So if you can afford the tools, but with any tool that's sophisticated and complex, forgetting the price, there's also the comparable level of skills that are necessary in order to use those tools. So they have their place, but they're not the only tools that you can use. Nowadays, there's a number of other vendors who have caught up with, not necessarily full functionality, but more functionality than most people need. Business Objects, Oracle are two of the examples that have come up along the way that include a lot of functionality out there. And besides those two, partly including those two, I guess, we have bundled tools, ETL tools, that are coming with Microsoft. SQL Server 2005 has integration services, which is greatly revamped from their DTS, the Data Transformation Services. I already mentioned Oracle with Oracle Warehouse Builder or Oracle Data Integrator. Both those tools have come a long way and are far superior than using a hand coding approach. We also have some newer entrants onto the marketplace, including some open source with Kettle from Pentaho and Talend, which is resold with Jaspersoft. I'm not necessarily saying the open source is as powerful as even the bundled tools, but each of those offer a different price point and a level of sophistication that's needed. So there's a lot more variety. It's just like buying a car. Everybody doesn't have to buy a Rolls Royce. There's price points all along the way that'll get you where you're going and where you can't walk to. And this is the same case with ETL. Rather than hand coding, there's a lot of different tools that'll work very fine for your application. You can get the best, but not everybody needs the full functioned data integration suite. And what happens is people see it as an all or nothing situation. If they can't buy the best, they're not going to buy anything. They're just going to hand code it. And that's a terrible mistake. If you're not going to buy those tools, then you should definitely consider buying some of the other tools out there that I think would easily match and exceed what many people, maybe most people, need in the marketplace.
And so even if you bought one of these kind of other tools that you're talking about, what are kind of the basic benefits? Even if you bought the stripped down, you know, Hyundai version of an integration tool, sorry, Hyundai, what are sort of the benefits of those kinds of tools?
Well, I mentioned before that most of these tools, including some of these ones that are newer or lighter weight than say, the heavyweights out there, have built-in functions that are used over and over again in data warehousing and dimensional modeling and data marts and cube buildings, et cetera. Things like slowly change dimensions, change data capture, a lot of different functionality out there that are pre-built in these tools so that you don't have to reinvent them in the hand coding. Also, they have workflow. Most ETL, extract, transform, and load, or data integration operations involve several steps where data is extracted, filtered, cleansed, aggregated potentially. The ETL tools support that, have different functions to be able to support it. They have scheduling built into them. They automatically document what you have. There's logging so that you can find out what happened. There's usually metadata so you can understand what happened and when. You can set up dependencies on the different operations. If you're hand coding, you got to do all that by hand. You got to set up the script, have your what ifs and case statements, and figure out where all that is. If a problem happens in a hand coding operation, where did it happen? When did it happen? What can you do about it? You got recovery operations capabilities within ETL tools. There's a lot of things that go along with it. And if nothing else, documentation and being able to have one person leave the company or leave the group, have another person be able to start right up and be able to use the code that you wrote in Oracle Warehouse Builder, Integration Services, Data Stage, Power Center, whichever tool you use, you can get somebody else to come in and start doing it right away versus here's 500 pages of SQL scripts and try to figure out what the heck that person was thinking. So there's a lot of benefits regardless of which price point car or which price point ETL that you want to use.
What's sort of the business case for investing in these tools or platforms? Like, is this an ROI equation, or how do you prove that it's worth spending money for something you can do by hand, and how do you make that case to the money people?
Well, the money people are often in finance. So talking about having things documented, auditable, compliant, usually rings some bells with the finance folks if they're the ones looking at funding it. With the IT staff, with the CIO, being able to have things that are repeatable, that are leverageable, and where you buy versus build, there's a lot of cases to be able to. There's a lot of logic to be able to use to build a business in an IT case to use these tools. Now, it might be tough depending on the amount of data that you're trying to do and the scope of your work to necessarily justify a $325,000 purchase, say, for a data integration suite. But to justify going out for 2 weeks of training and a small purchase price for Oracle Warehouse Builder integration services, which comes with a database product, is certainly a much, much different ROI proposition to go out there. So you can run the spectrum. In the long run, the total cost of ownership, meaning the amount of time it takes to develop data integration for multiple sources that most people have, and then from warehouses to data marts to cubes, and then to be able to maintain it, to be able to change it as the business changes, generally the total cost of ownership can be justified as being lower with the ETL tools. Again, depending on the size of your organization, the scope of the data integration side, that total cost of ownership, if your threshold is the top tool, you might not be able to justify it. But if it's one of the bundle tools, open source, or some of the other tools that are out there, alternatives, it should easily be justified.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Rick Sherman. To learn more about Rick Sherman, visit athena-solutions.com. That's athena-solutions.com. To learn more about data integration, please continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com. You can pose your own questions about data integration or other topics to Rick Sherman via our Ask the Experts section. Find that link in the upper right-hand corner of the page, or you can use that link to ask our many other experts questions about data management topics such as data quality, master data management, data modeling, or data governance. Make sure to browse our many data integration case studies, articles, advice, and resources. Remember that searchdatamanagement.com's RSS feeds are a great way to stay on top of the most important news and trends in the market. And if you have your own story, thought, or idea to share, please email me anytime. I'm Hannah Smaltry, Senior Site Editor for searchdatamanagement.com. hsmaltry@techtarget.com is my email address, and I look forward to your thoughts anytime. Once again, you've been listening to an exclusive searchdatamanagement.com podcast exploring what's the problem with hand-coding scripts for data integration anyway. I'm Hannah Smaltry. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.